Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Police in the US state of Georgia say a 14-year-old student is being held after a shooting at a high school in which four people were killed, two pupils and two teachers. The director of Georgia's police force said the suspect, who had surrendered to police at Abilachie High School in Winder, would be charged with murder and tried as an adult. Itzel Navarrete Garcia was among the students trapped inside the school during the incident. She described the moments before police intervened.
I was crying, I was shaking, and I just didn't know where my mind was. I was just so scared. All you hear is, like, the sirens from outside, so it made us even more scared because we were like, oh, it's real. We didn't know how to react.
The United States has imposed sanctions on the two top editors of the Russian state-funded broadcaster RT, accusing them of participating in a Kremlin-backed operation to interfere in November's presidential election. The US Treasury Department accused RT's editor-in-chief, Margarita Simonyan, and her deputy of covertly recruiting social media influences to sway US public opinion. Eight other people have been sanctioned. Jenny Kumar is in Washington.
RT has dismissed the claims in a mocking statement, saying 2016 called and it wants its cliches back, a reference to Russian interference in past US elections. So why would Russia do this? Well, the US says it's because it wants to sow division amongst American voters and to undermine international support for Ukraine, which Russia invaded 2 years ago. Now, the US says it's not just Russia doing this. It also points to Iran and China.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced he'll visit Haiti on Thursday as part of efforts to help the new government there curb gang violence. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Blinken will meet the Prime Minister, Gerrit Conil, and members of the Transitional Council who have been trying to restore order since they took power 3 months ago. The new government has committed to holding elections by next year. Haiti descended into lawlessness and chaos after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021. The situation has improved following the arrival of a multinational force led by Kenyan police in June, but the extent of the crisis is overwhelming. Earlier on Wednesday, protesters stormed and vandalised a power plant after recurring power cuts.
The Ugandan opposition politician Bobi Wine has been discharged from hospital after undergoing surgery for a leg wound suffered during a confrontation with police on Tuesday. Doctors at a hospital in the capital Kampala had been treating him for injuries that he sustained after police fired a tear gas canister at him. World News from the BBC. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is facing political uncertainty after a small party pulled out of an agreement to keep his Liberal minority government in power. Mr. Trudeau said he hoped to still stay in office until the general election due in October next year, but he must now find support from other parties to be able to pass budgets. Thousands of people have demonstrated once again in Israel as they try to put pressure on the government to secure a hostage release deal with Hamas. The protesters in Tel Aviv accused the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, of sacrificing a ceasefire deal. Some clashed with police. A council of New Zealand's indigenous Maori chiefs has chosen the late king's youngest child and only daughter as the new queen. Nawe Hono Itipau was selected as king to Hetia's successor and was cheered as she sat on a wooden throne during an elaborate ceremony in the country's North Island. Katie Watson has this report.
Nawe Hono Itepau is the youngest daughter of King Itohetia and was chosen by Maori elders and a privy council. She was announced queenie amid thousands of mourners who'd gathered at Torangawewe Marae, the head of the Maori king movement, on the country's North Island. Standing by was a flotilla of carved war canoes. They're taking the late monarch to his final resting place on a sacred mountain. King Itohetia died last Friday at the age of 69. The former truck driver had been recovering from heart surgery and had also been celebrating 18 years since he had become king.
Katie Watson reporting. And in tennis, the British player Jack Draper has reached the last four of a Grand Slam for the first time after beating Australia's Alex de Minaur in the US Open quarter-final. He'll face either the world number one, Jannik Sinner, or the 2021 champion, Daniil Medvedev. That's the latest world news from the BBC.